Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brown's got to go in a hurry. George slipped and knocked him over.
That should have been a trip.
Clayton upstairs marking and taps it in. They're going to go for the win here. George over Pritchard. Missed the shot. Nurkic the offensive rebound. And the putback is there with 0.6 to play.
You can't have a mistake like that as an official at that point in the game. It's fourth quarter, it's a minute left in the game or less, and you completely, the whole staff blows the f*** off. You know what I mean? Cost us a game, like, unacceptable. You can make mistakes at any point of the game, but right there, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. That's unacceptable. And then they're telling me, like, oh, like, we didn't see it. Like, how none of you see it? Like, you can't trip somebody in the fourth quarter and then just be a no-call. It's some bull.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Well, that was fun last night, huh? For those of you who couldn't watch Monday Night Football, had to watch the Celtics, they lose to the Utah Jazz. And Jaylen Brown's right. I mean, that was preposterous what happened. That call. I don't think that that's the main takeaway from that game, is that there was a bad call at the end of the game. The main takeaway from the game is that the Celtics blew another big lead, this time to the Jazz. They got crushed on the boards again at the end and end up losing. And we'll start there with our 8 o'clock headlines.
These are the headlines.
Okay, so that play with Keyonte George, Brown gets the ball. They have the lead. He gets the ball. George goes to D him up, and I don't think George meant to trip him. I think he slipped on the wet spot or something, and he went down. It kind of looked like a slide tackle in soccer. You know, I'm not a big soccer guy, but that's what it looked like. I mean, he went right down. Brown went right over him. Ball comes loose. They go down the other way. Bam. That was with under a minute left. The explanation for the non-call was ridiculous. They said the crew observed George slip and fall just prior to Brown slipping on the same spot, resulting in the ball becoming loose prior to any contact. What? What are you talking about? That's not what happened. You all saw what happened. There was a million replays. That's not at all what happened.
The whole staff blows the f*** off.
I mean, he's right. And I'll say this. While the Celtics so far have been pretty uneven to start the year, and I have thoughts on that, Jaylen Brown's doing his part. He's going out there and he's doing it. You know, I mean, that was a lot of shots it took there to get those 36 points. But he was good from the free throw line. He was not good from the three-point line and just kept shooting, which was unfortunate. If he had just kept it, you know, inside the arc, then you have a much more efficient game. You probably win that game instead of settling for all those threes, which is what this team is doing. And it is really starting to, and it already, well, I mean, just based on last year and the way they lost to the Knicks, it was starting to become like an issue. And now it's a full-blown issue. It's a full-blown issue, I think, for Joe Mazzulla. And it's not even so much just the threes. It's what the threes represent. Well, we have an open three. We gotta shoot it. We got to take it. We can't just pass up on open shots. Sometimes you can. That was Marcus Smart's MO all those years. And teams would leave him wide open. You remember those playoff series against Miami? Brown, Tatum, they'd be covered. Horford, everybody's covered. But there's Marcus Smart. He's open. Well, let's kick it to him. Clang. You know, I mean, how many times do we watch that? How many times do we see that? And what was the explanation every time? Well, he was open. Right. But just because you're open doesn't necessarily mean you got to keep chucking threes. Especially when they're not going in. And last night, they were not going in to the tune of 11 for 51. Celtics once again leading the league in attempts. And for you math majors out there, that is under 22% from three-point range. Against Utah. In a game where they had a lead. They had a first half lead, then Utah comes in that third quarter, makes it a game. And you can't close that team out. You can't close out those Utah Jazz. You can't close out Lauri Markkanen and Taylor Hendricks and Kevin Love was on that. I was like, Kevin Love? What? That's a funny team in Utah. Like, they're just, you know, they're out there. They're balling. But the Celtics, this is one of those teams. Like, when you think about, well, Jaylen Brown's out. So you're going to have to expect that there's going to be some tough times against the good teams in the league. You don't expect it against the Utah Jazz. You just don't. And losing that game the way they did, and the call was bad, obviously. But that call is not the reason why Nurkic got that offensive rebound and tapped home the game winner. That wasn't because of the bad call. All right? That was because you're not boxing out again. That was because you got beat on the boards 55-36. And if I'm going to praise Joe Mazzulla for when this team goes out there and crashes the boards like they did against Cleveland, like they did, you know, in some of those games that they won, then I've got to go back to ripping him when they go out there and just get decimated at home by the Utah Jazz. You can't have that. You just can't. Jaylen Brown's doing his job. Pains me to say this, but Derek White really isn't. Derek White is off to a dreadful start. And that's my guy. That's my Colorado Buffalo brethren right there. And watching him, I mean, he's shooting 32% from the field, okay? 22%? Check that, 26% from three. And he had a bunch of open threes last night. I'm watching him going, all right, this is the one that's going to get him going. Nope. Maybe this one, nope. And eventually, you just got to accept the fact that he's a little cold. It's not really his night. How else is this team going to get their offense? How else is this team going to get their points? What else are they going to be able to do? Jaylen Brown can take guys off the dribble. He can, you know, penetrate and he can score in the mid-range in different ways if the three's not falling, which for him last night it wasn't. He still had 36 points. If Derek White's three isn't falling, what's he doing out there? You know, he's playing defense, but offensively, what's he doing? What's he giving you? Peyton Pritchard. Yikes. Peyton Pritchard wasn't as bad. I mean, he's 4 for 11 from 3, but he's off to a very slow start as well. And this is a guy that I was hoping was going to take that kind of leap this year. And instead, he is shooting from three-point range 21%. 21. And these are your two main gunners here. White and Pritchard are your two main guys. And I think that if Joe Mazzulla is not recognizing the fact that this team in this system isn't quite as efficient as it was when you had three-point shooters all throughout the roster. And I know White was one of them. Pritchard was one of them back then, too. Sam Hauser, all these guys. But you also had Jason Tatum, which is a guy who you had to respect his three-point shot. You had to respect the way he scores, and he scores all types of ways. Sam Hauser doesn't score all types of ways. Derek White doesn't score all types of ways. Peyton Pritchard not really scoring all types of ways this year. And I think that all of those things, except for Hauser, Hauser's a spot-up shooter, but like for White, we've seen him score other ways before. We've seen him go to the basket. We've seen him do other things. He's become very one-dimensional. And that one dimension isn't really clicking right now. And if that one dimension isn't working, then the Celtics offense being one dimensional, not working either. And that's unfortunate. I think when you add it all up and you look at it all, Joe Mazzulla's got some soul searching to do here. Because again, it's not just the threes. It's sticking with them in the face of a big lead, and you blow the lead, and it's now become part of his reputation. It's part of his bio now.
Just because you're close to the basket doesn't mean it's easier to score.
No, no, it doesn't. But just because you're really far away and you're wide open doesn't mean it's easier to score either. And when your two main three-point shooters are shooting in the 20s percentage-wise, wouldn't you think? Because it's not like you're kicking it over to Nemus Keita for three. Wouldn't you think in that setting, in that situation, that now's the time to start working on other ways to generate offense? It just doesn't seem to be happening. It doesn't seem to be clicking. Joe Mazzulla, I think, is very stubborn. And I also think that this whole thing, I hate to come back to this again, but the whole thing with the media game. That media game happened right after that press conference where he got really bitchy and was like, yeah, you know, we're going for 2-for-1s. And I've said it a million times. And every time you ask me, I'm just going to tell you, we go for 2-for-1s. And when we find the 2-for-1, we take the shot. And that's our offense. And that's the way it's always going to be. So meh. And now I'm going to go embarrass you guys in the media game just to show you how little you know about basketball. And I thought at the time that was a risky thing to do in the first place.
I said it for 3 years.
I know.
You just keep ignoring what I said.
No, we're not ignoring it. We're not ignoring it, Joe. Like, we know that you said that. We're wondering if maybe you're coming around on potentially changing your mind or adjusting your philosophy a little bit and tailoring it a little bit more to this team that you have as opposed to maybe the team that you wish you had or the team you had the last 2 years. And I'm not even necessarily sure that this is a Joe Mazzulla thing. Maybe it is. He's the guy executing it. He's the guy out there coaching the team and drawing up the plays and all that. But it does seem as though this is more of an organizational philosophy than just Joe Mazzulla thinks we should shoot a bunch of threes. If Brad Stevens or, you know, all these other people involved here up above the coaching staff, if they really had a problem with this, don't you think they'd step in? Don't you think they would have said something in the offseason? Hey, you know, we don't have Holiday anymore. We don't have Horford anymore. We don't have Porzingis anymore. Those are three pretty accurate three-point shooters, and we've replaced them with guys who Simons can shoot, but, you know, the rest of them, it's like you don't have any bigs that can shoot anymore. Garza, like, come on. And we're not really that kind of team anymore. How about you try and open up the playbook a little bit? I don't think that the team has a big problem with this. I don't think that the organization does. I think that their numbers and their stats think that this is the right way to go. This is the type of offense they should continue to pursue. And if that's the case, I think they're in trouble this year. I do. Even if Tatum does come back. Tatum was here last year, and they got beat by the Knicks, and they blew a bunch of leads. And the reason they blew those big 20-point leads in those games is because they would not go away from chucking threes. Even when it wasn't going down, and even when the Knicks were making those runs, they were just stubborn about it. And eventually, you can be so stubborn that you just will not budge on anything, and all of a sudden, it costs you everything you got. And I really hope that's not the case here, but that's my thought on the Celtics. All right, next headline. And that would be your Boston Bruins, who are right now in a brawl with the New York Islanders, which I love to see that. Bruins in their beautiful white jerseys. Which, tell you what, there's a hog pile going on over there. I don't even know what started this. Anyway, they're losing right now, so that's the status with your Boston Bruins. They currently trail the Islanders on the island by a score of 1-0. However, the Bruins coming into tonight, and there's still plenty of time left. We'll see what happens with this fight here. Now, there's D'Angelo right in the middle, obviously. Schmuck. But the Bruins have won 3 in a row and 4 out of their last 5. And the reason why this is happening is because of a guy sitting in the penalty box right now, Nikita Zadorov, and Charlie McAvoy, who have actually, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 games, have, I think, cemented themselves as, unless there's some kind of major emergency, your top duo. And they have been, with Lauri going down and the reshuffling that happened after that, and Lauri, I mean, listen, I hope that he puts it together at some point, but this team's been playing a lot better since he's been out of the lineup. There's no question about that. And I do think at some point he'll be a useful player on this team, but right now I think they're better off when he's not playing. Numbers bear that out. Stats bear that out. McAvoy and Zadorov have been settling that blue line, and that's important. You know what else is important? The second line. Second line is doing it right now. Mittelstadt, Arvidsson, They're making it work. Zaka, like I'm watching them when they're out there, and I'm seeing a group that's not necessarily gonna be the main scorers here, but they were the only ones who scored in that last game. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I think the Bruins right now are trying to find their offense wherever they can, and against Carolina, you saw it. Middlestad scored one, Arvidsson scored one, and that's it. That's all the offense that they got. But it does seem like those guys are playing well together. And I was lukewarm on Arvidsson, to put it nicely. I thought that was not a great pick. I thought it was better than Janelle, but I wasn't all that excited about Arvidsson. Middlestad, I had my doubts about too. Not really a super active player, but now it seems like he's got 4 goals. You know, he's out there making it work. And it does seem like there's some chemistry brewing on that second line, and I think that's important. You need all the chemistry you can get on this team. And if they can get a secondary scoring line going, and at least one D pairing that they really trust. And by the way, Swayman needs to keep playing well. He's been getting better. Korpisalo had a couple of good games in a row. That all sort of works in tandem, I think. The blue line settles down. The goaltending settles down. The scoring starts to come back. The Bruins are a 500 team right now. I'm not saying that I have big hopes or expectations for them. But can you have a season? I think you can. I think you can have a season this year. It's not going to be like last year. I think you'll actually have a legitimate hockey season. It may take a while before anybody gives a crap other than me. But I do think that that's in the cards. And it rests mostly, I'd say, on the defense. But this emergence of the second line has been a nice, pleasant surprise as well. All right, there you go. There's your headlines here at 8 o'clock. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got Joe Braverman here. I'll get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we have your New England Nightly News, which is going to take us to the wonderful world of public transit. Public transit in years gone by. We'll tell you what I'm talking about right after Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe, I think you guys are 29th in three-point percentage now this year. Is there anything you're seeing there other than missed shots? Are you getting the kind of quality looks from outside that you would like?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of them have been. It's a tough shooting night for sure, but, you know, we have to be able to knock down shots.
Joe Mazzulla, he's right. Yeah. I mean, they got to do that. Got to knock down shots no matter what. Real quick, I was about to come on and start bragging about the Bruins because after I just said all those things about the second line, Bruins go out and that second line scored a goal, tied it up. Victor Arvidsson, wrister, with an assist from Lindholm and Mittelstadt. Second line, I'm telling you, there's something going on there. But then 40 seconds later, it wasn't that line, I don't think. Because it looked like it was, I don't know who it was that turned it over. But 40 seconds later, they have a turnover in their own end. And Bo Horvat and Barzal come back the other way. And a two-on-one beat Swayman and make it 2-1. So it was short-lived. I feel like with the Bruins, that happens a lot. They finally score a goal. They finally break through and tie it up, and boom, the other team goes right back the other way. And actually, no.
Is there a stat out there that shows most goals given up within a minute of scoring your own goal?
I don't know.
Goal?
Dude, find out. Go look it up. See if there is one. I don't know. If there is, then the Bruins got to be leading the league, I would think. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's upsetting. What are you going to do? Real quick, before we get to the New England Nightly News, and I'm excited for this one because I have some thoughts on this topic we're going to get to. It's not anything you think either. I'm all Karen read it out. No more. I know there's some stuff with the Canton police and Michael Proctor and all this other stuff, but I'm Karen read it out right now. You want to read about that, go click on Turtle Boy. When the trial was going on, I was into it, but I'm completely burned out on it now. But, and it's also not about that explosion at Harvard or anything, any of that stuff. No, no, no. It's much, much more important, and we'll get to it here in just a minute. But before we do, I mentioned that Sinan Raffaella and Willy Abreu were both Gold Glove recipients this year. And congratulations to them. Good for them. It was that side of the middle and the right side of the outfield defense was terrific this year. Duran on the left side, not so much. But, again, that's we covered that. They were not the only award finalists. Garrett Crochet is a Cy Young finalist. And Roman Anthony is a Rookie of the Year finalist as well. Neither one of them, I think, will win, as Tarek Skubal's numbers are better than Crochet's and Nick Kurtz's numbers are better than everybody's. But I do think that when you look at that and you look at the volume of players and where they are and what they are, Roman Anthony being right there at Rookie of the Year, if not for an incredible season from Kurtz, and Crochet right there for the AL Cy Young, if not for an incredible season from Skubal, is very, very good news. That's very promising. That's very good news. Any luck on that stat there? Any luck on the Bruins?
It's too niche of a stat.
A little bit
it's
too hard niche, to find I would say. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of niche, let's get to it. It's 8:30, just about. That means it's time for the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
All right. Now, for a long time, I avoided getting a TikTok account. I just felt like I didn't have anything to offer TikTok, and TikTok had nothing to offer me. My wife's on TikTok all the time. She's like, she's got this thing with TikTok where she uninstalls it and then reinstalls it and then uninstalls. Like, it's, you know, it's become like a thing. And I know lots of people like this, not just her. But they just get on TikTok and they're scrolling, and all of a sudden 3 hours goes by, and they've just been watching these videos. My brain doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. I can't sit there and scroll through short videos that long. I get bored so quickly. They don't capture my interest really that much. If I want to watch a video about something, I'll watch it. But, like, you know, for the most part, I find TikTok to be just not that funny and not that interesting. However, that was before I discovered the TikTok account of former NFL defensive back Will Blackman. And if you don't remember Will Blackman, he played, how many years did he play? Let's see. He was in the league for 10 years, played for the Packers, the Washington Redskins at the time, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the New York Giants. He was a corner mostly, played a little safety, and is a Rhode Island guy. Went to Boston College. They could probably use him this year. Don't yell at me, Bill O'Brien. I'm just stating the facts. And he went to Bishop Hendrickson High School, which you may remember is Bishop Hendrickson has a lot of guys. Quiddy Pay went to Bishop Hendrickson. Xavier Truss, who was drafted this year, I want to say the Saints drafted. He was a Bishop Hendrickson guy. They have a good, but the most famous athlete to ever come out of Bishop Hendrickson is Pete the Meat Shepherd. I don't know if you're aware of this, but he was a Bishop Hendrickson. I think he played baseball. Of course, Pete the Meat, my guy. I think I'm the only person currently at WEEI that ever worked directly with Pete the Meat Shepherd, I think, right? Keith never did. Jones definitely never did. Hillman and those guys I don't think ever did. And I don't think Andy, Fitzy, or Ted ever did. I think I'm the only one with a direct connection to the old Big Show. Like, if you're playing 6 degrees of the Big O, I'm 1 degree. Me and Pete. For that glorious year we worked together up in New Hampshire. Anyway, Bishop Hendrickson had a lot of guys come through there, including Will Blackman. And Will Blackman's TikTok account, I haven't seen all the videos that he's made, but I did see this one. Will Blackman decided to make a video about a very specific area of public transit in Boston and also New York City. I'm talking, of course, about the Fung Wah bus.
This is for my OGs in the Northeast. Remember the Fung Wah bus.
Oh, yes, I do.
Forget Disney. Forget Six Flags. The Fung Wah bus was the ultimate experience. First of all, it took you from either Boston to New York or New York to Boston, and it was only $15.
Stop it right there. I remember when it was $10. I remember when it was $10. I'm a little older than Will Blackman, but it was cheaper than that. They did jack the price up to 15. We were all very upset about that. And there was the Fung Wah and there was the Lucky Star. That was the other one. There was the two buses. Lucky Star was a little more expensive, but they were basically the same. And the Fung Wah bus, if you needed to get to New York City, that's what you took. Now, if you want to do that now, I don't know if it's still the Bolt bus. I know the Bolt bus goes back and forth from like South Station out to Port Authority, but this was Chinatown to Chinatown. You know, like it was a Chinatown bus, what they called it. And it was a trip. What he's about to tell you, I have some stories myself, but I can vouch for a majority of what he's about to say. Listen, if you don't know about the Fung Wah bus, if you're a younger listener and you have no idea what we're talking about, the Fung Wah bus was a huge, huge part of your life if you ever had to go to New York City.
Probably takes about 4 hours, 4.5 hours to get to New York. This, I swear, this thing got you there in about 3 hours. I promise you. This guy drove this thing like it was a Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah.
Switching lanes. Like, it made no sense. The bus driver made one stop. I think it was at, like, a Fuddruckers.
All right, stop it right there. Now, the bus drivers, they had different places that they would stop on the Fung Wah. Fuddruckers, I never stopped at a Fuddruckers. I wish I had. But one time I very clearly remember, we stopped in Connecticut, and it was at a gas station that had a Chinese restaurant attached to the gas station, which I know, gross, but we were hungry. And it was a Chinese restaurant where you went through a buffet, and at the end of it, you weighed your to-go thing, and you'd pay what you weigh. It was like the ground round back in the day. Only you didn't pay what you weighed, you paid what the thing weighed. It was like you're at the butcher shop. It was great, and it was cheap. So you'd eat, and you'd get back on the bus. But yeah, there was always that stop right in the middle, and they'd still somehow manage to get there in 3 hours. It was amazing. Anyway, continue.
You get off, go, use the restroom, get something to eat. And I'm telling you, if he honked that horn and you weren't on that bus, you were getting left. And you don't know who's going to be on this bus. One time I sat next to a lady, she had a cage full of chickens. This other dude had like 15 watermelons. And I swear I was on there with three kids that had no parents, just kids on the bus. I took it from Boston to New York and it would drop you off at Canal Street. And I'll tell you what, the Fung Wah bus was the ultimate experience.
He's right about that. That's a good TikTok, by the way. That is some quality content. I think I get it now. If TikTok's all about old buses that went from Boston to New York, stuff like that, maybe I'm just looking in the wrong places. Maybe I'm just not searching for the right things. The algorithm's not speaking to me in that way. But that was a good TikTok right there. And he's right. In my day, taking the Fung Wah, and it was never for, like, business or anything. It was always, you know, to go visit people, or we'd go to New York for, like, New Year's Eve or something like that. Or, you know, I had friends that lived in the city. We'd go visit them for the weekend, something along those lines. It was never like I had to go there for work and stay there for a long time. It would be like you'd go there on Friday and you'd come back on Sunday, and you'd take the Fung Wah both ways. One time, my friend Matt and I were taking the Fung Wah back. He lived in Brooklyn, so he was home for Christmas, and I wanted to go to New York and hang out there. I think we were going back for New Year's. and him and I were riding the Fenghua, and we stopped at the gas station Chinese restaurant, which was delicious. And I remember we walked in, and we were coming back out, and there was this guy who was sitting across from us, and we didn't really notice him or think anything of him. But when we were walking back out with our food, he was leaning up against the back of the bus smoking crack. Just right there in the parking lot, just, you know, with the torch and all that. And I was like, damn, man, like, he's right out in the open. You see people like smoke joints and stuff once in a while in the parking lot in the Fenghua. Never saw anybody pull out the hard stuff like that, though. And this guy, you'd think he was just smoking a cigarette. You know, he was just sitting there very casually, just smoking crack. And we both sort of walked by him. We're like, what's that guy doing? And they're like, oh, right. Right, he's smoking crack. Okay, well, rest of this trip might be pretty interesting. We get back on the bus, and this guy sat there perfectly still for the entire rest of the ride. For a guy who just, all by himself, it's not like he was passing it back and forth with some other crackhead. It was just him. You know, just him taking it all, smoking all the crack. And he was like a statue. Sat there, I'd like chilled him out, which I didn't think crack did that. But he's sitting there just totally fine, just relaxing, having fun. And, you know, we made it there and it was fine. I have never seen any live chickens, although I've heard other people mention that. Will Blackman mentioned that in his video. There were people who would come on with like lots of food, and it seemed like they were going to New York to like sell their food. So they had the guy with all the watermelons and stuff. I saw that. I'd see like people with, you know, watermelon, like a big cooler full of meat or something. Like they're just, that's what they did. It was $15 to go to New York. You know how much it costs to get there on the Amtrak? It's like $400. And you could do that, or you could get on the Fenghua for 15. Get a nice meal. Maybe if you're lucky, a guy give you a hit off his crack pipe. I don't know. I mean, just, you know, if you're having a good day. But that was it, the Fenghua. And the other thing about the Fenghua, sort of the darker side of the Fenghua, is that they didn't really care much about the maintenance of their vehicles. And because of that, every year, you would read about a Fenghua tipping over, or a Fenghua flying through the air, or a Fenghua bus catching on fire, or all sorts of different possibilities like that. And that happened a good amount. Never on one that I was on. Although there was one time I was on the Fenghua, and a gentleman soiled himself. It was close to when we got to New York. It was like when you get out of Connecticut and you first come through New York and there's all those big high rises and stuff, and you're like, all right, yeah, we're in New York. We'll be in the city soon. And then all of a sudden it was like, someone fart? And it's like, no, not a fart. No. That was a fart. It's really lingering. That's the worst when you're in like mixed company like that and you smell like a fart, and it's like, man, that sucks, but at least it's going to go away soon. It didn't go away. It didn't go away for the rest of the trip. Everybody rushed off the bus.
How much longer did you have on the trip?
About 20 minutes, more or less. And then they just drop you out right in Canal Street. They just did open the door. You're out of there. So it was fine. But
yeah, anything more than 5 minutes sounds like a nightmare.
It was, but you also get used to it. You know, like you just, it becomes like the normal, you know, like you're just sitting there around it. If you have kids, if you ever have kids, Joe, you know. But like it starts to smell and you're just like, oh, God, this wasn't a fart. This was something much more sinister. Anyway, that's the New England Nightly News, just reminiscing about the Fenghua bus and all the wonderful trips to New York City and all the weird people and people doing drugs and everything else that you saw on there. It was a real moment in time, and I miss that bus. The Bolt bus, not the same. I mean, listen, it gets you there. It's not like it doesn't get you there. And I don't know if they still do this, but the Bolt bus, it used to be you'd have to pay normal price, but one person on every Bolt bus would get to ride for $1, which was them trying to be like the Fenghua. But it's like, you're not the Fenghua, Bolt bus. Stop trying to be the Fenghua. You know, you're $60 or whatever it is to go there, which isn't a ridiculous price, but it's no $15 on the Fenghua. I mean, like, come on, not even close. Anyway, there you go. There's your New England Nightly News. Long live the Fenghua bus. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Excuse me. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have some more thoughts on the trade deadline, the Patriots standing pat, and some other teams around the league that I expected to be active and just weren't. So we'll get to all of that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We never want to disrupt the locker room, but we also want to bring in good players that we think could fit, and guys that would eventually, maybe they haven't been around our program or we don't necessarily know them, but we would still welcome them. I don't know who that is. It would be on a case-by-case basis. So I think we would have to look at everybody that could potentially help us or make us better. I don't think that that's a huge concern. If there was a red flag or somebody was like, this isn't going to work, then we wouldn't explore it.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. Don't forget, you can listen to the Christian Arcand Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcast. So if you missed anything, like our hit with Tom King, or me talking about the Fung Wah bus and all the fun times I had in it over the years, you can go back and listen to it anytime you want to. Again, on Apple, Spotify, wherever it is you get your podcast, not to mention the Odyssey app, of course. A couple of minutes left here before we get into the 9 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour is just chaos. We got the Arcand fire. We got the Dong finale. We got clickbait. Not a moment to breathe, really. So buckle up for 9 o'clock. In the meantime, well, let's go to the phones first, and then I'll get to my final thoughts. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's head up to the great state of Maine and talk to Kent, who has a thought on, it looks like, the Chiefs in the trade deadline. Go ahead, Kent.
Hey, Arcane, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, so I completely get where you're coming from with action or lack of action during the trade deadline. I'm going to say on my end with the Chiefs, I guess I'm not surprised we didn't do anything. I mean, I can't say that we didn't do anything, because I guess we did add a little defensive depth with Derek Nnadi there 2 weeks ago. But, I mean, that's not necessarily a game changer necessarily. But, you know, I'll be honest, I think we're kind of in the same boat as maybe what you guys are in right now, where it may be just trying to save for free agency to find out, you know, what can be done. I know Kansas City, I mean, I don't know, with Kelce potentially retiring and stuff, you know, seeing where things go from there.
Okay, that's enough about the Chiefs, Ken. Thanks. I don't care about Travis Kelce retiring and all that stuff. But I do think, and I'm glad that you brought this up, the Chiefs standing pat at the deadline, much more surprising than the Patriots. Same with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills not doing anything at this deadline, that team, as shaky as they've looked, the Chiefs, as shaky as they've looked, as stagnant as that offense looks at times with Patrick Mahomes there, them standing pat when receivers were going, receivers were getting moved. No running backs moved, right? Do we have one running back move? I don't think so. I don't believe so. How about that? People were stingier with their running backs than they were with their wide receivers this year. That's unusual. That's unusual. The pendulum always swings back, doesn't it? It always does. Running backs were all the rage for years and years. Fantasy football, etc. You get that running back, you get that stud running back, you're good. You got an offense. And then running backs were useless. You know, who needs a running back? I'll pick some sixth rounder and he'll be my running back. Who cares? I'm not paying you Christian McCaffrey. I'm not paying you Tony Pollard. I'm not paying you Derrick Henry. You guys aren't getting paid. You guys are running backs. You're a dime a dozen. And now, it's not that wide receivers are a dime a dozen, but it does seem like there's a little bit more of a surplus there. Whereas at running back, teams are holding on to their running backs. They're holding on to their run game. Maybe it's easier for certain teams to find help at wide receiver. Maybe not. Could also be that there's just more wide receivers, you know, more good wide receivers out there than there are running backs. And it's a supply and demand issue. But either way, I thought the Chiefs were absolutely going to do something. I thought the Bills were absolutely going to do something. Neither of them did, but you know who did? The Colts. And not that this means everything, but the Colts have moved up when it comes to Super Bowl odds. In the wake of this deadline, the Super Bowl odds have shifted a little bit. The way they stand right now, Chiefs are still your main team, and then Buffalo, then the Eagles, then Detroit, then the Rams, then the Colts. After that, it's the Packers. And by the way, it's the Chiefs at plus 600. This is all from FanDuel. Bills plus 7, Eagles 750, Lions 850, Rams 900, Colts 1,000.
Indianapolis Colts.
Packers 110, Seahawks 12, Ravens 17, Broncos 18, Patriots 2,700. Now that stands to reason, I'd say. A little sad that they're stuck behind Baltimore. But I think that if the Patriots had swung a deal, whether it was a massive deal or a smaller, you know, a couple of smaller ones, whatever it is that they did, if they had done something, I would think those odds would have shifted for them too. Now, Patriots at plus 2,700 is pretty juicy right now, if you're, you know, into this sort of thing. But I don't think it's a coincidence. The Colts and you and the Colts have the same record. Broncos too. The Colts were bad last year, just like you were. Broncos were not. The Broncos being down where they are is interesting. It's like Vegas doesn't believe in them. And I would say that they probably didn't believe in the Colts either. But the Colts made a point of going out, trading big-time draft capital, two first-round picks for a guy in Sauce Gardner, who I think is still good, but hasn't exactly been playing well with the Jets this year. Or last year, for that matter. Maybe coasting on reputation and a cool nickname a little bit there. But the Colts, they went all out. They went all out to get him. They brought him in there. They recognized the situation that they were in. They recognized the weakness of their division. They recognized the weakness of their schedule. The fact that they had, you know, maybe lightning in a bottle a little bit there with Danny Dimes up until this past game, obviously, against Pittsburgh, where he looked like crap, as did Jonathan Taylor, for that matter. But they're not gonna look at that and say, well, you know, we're still rebuilding here, guys. Come on. No, no, no. The Colts, they're looking at their team and saying, this rebuild, over. Let's go out there and get some elite talent and put it around this group. And they did. They did it. We'll see if Gardner works out for him. He might not. But you can't say they didn't push all their chips into the middle. You absolutely can say that about the Patriots. Patriots didn't even ante up, right? They just folded. They folded before they even got to the antes. And that sucks. I'm sorry. I've calmed down a little bit since the open of the show. but I'm still very frustrated with this team. I'm very frustrated with them sitting on their hands like that. And it's not just because it's better for me. Oh, yeah, you're just a talk show host. You just want something to talk about. Yeah, sure, I'd like something to talk about. But I also recognize this team's strengths and weaknesses. And I would think that most people watching it would too. We're coming off of a game here that almost went really sideways. And you didn't have your running back in that game, and you also didn't have one of your top wide receivers, maybe your top wide receiver in that game either. Booty's still behind Diggs, I think, in total yards, but he has more touchdowns for sure. And I think in some ways has become more of a reliable option. I mean, Diggs catches everything. It's not like he's not reliable. But for big plays, Kayshon Booty's their best big play receiver. It's no question. And when he was out, you noticed it. Ramondre Stevenson out, you noticed it. And I think the Patriots, as much as they love their group and as much as Mike Vrabel says he loves his group, and he clearly does, you don't necessarily are guaranteed, you're not necessarily guaranteed to have this group for the rest of the year. And that's what you do with the trade deadline. Not every team. I mean, the Colts went for it. But most teams at the deadline look at their positions of need either because they don't have enough talent there or they don't have enough guys, and they try and put some rebar on the weak parts of the roster. And for the Patriots, they're very top-heavy. Their starters are all pretty good, mostly. They could have used some help on the edge, period. But their starters you can look at and say, hey, you got a good group of starters here. You got some guys that you can count on, guys that when they're out there, they produce. All that's true. But when you add at the deadline, you're adding because you recognize that that's not the way these things generally go. That's not the way NFL seasons generally go. Aside from Christian Gonzalez missing that month, the Patriots have had an incredibly charmed season in the medical tent. All right? They haven't had to send a lot of guys there. And through 9 weeks, I'd say that's very, very fortunate. But rather than taking that good fortune and saying, hey, a combination of the schedule and this great health that we've been having has propelled us to the 7-2 record. Also, Drake May and Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel and everything else. But those two, I think, are big-time factors as well. And the type of things that you don't necessarily, like, those are gift horses. And you're looking them in the mouth right now and saying, well, yeah, you know, we got this easy schedule. We got players that we like. Haven't had a lot of injuries. It's not going to be like that. You're not going to have this schedule every year. You're not going to have this kind of even this year, I don't think you're going to have this kind of health luck that you've been having. And maybe when that comes, and it comes for everybody, it wouldn't have mattered what you did at the trade deadline, but wouldn't you at least want to try and protect against it a little bit? Wouldn't you at least want to try and hold that off as long as you possibly can? And if it does happen, God forbid, have a plan B ready to go. I just don't feel like there's a plan B. And they could have maybe acquired a plan B of sorts wherever they thought that they needed it the most here at this deadline. Other moves got made. It was a busy deadline today. It was a busy week. But for the Patriots to only subtract when they're 7-2, and I guess they weren't 7-2 yet when they made some of those trades, but they were 6-2. I mean, they were right there. And for them to only subtract and not add anything is frustrating. And that's no offense to Jerry Rice's kid. I hope he has a great career. But you know what I mean. There were opportunities here. There were moves that got made at positions that you needed some help at. And the Patriots, I don't know how hard they tried. I mean, I'm sure they got on the phone. I'm sure they were trying to do something. But they couldn't get it across the goal line, and at the end, that's all that matters. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. All right, I'm done ranting about the trade deadline. We're going to have some fun here in the 9 o'clock hour, starting with the Arcan Fire, which comes your way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.